All right, good evening, everyone. We're talking about being online and staying connected to God. What I want to look at tonight is www.god. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Try saying that fast. But before we start, what does www mean? World Wide Web. Yeah, I thought most people would know that. Has anyone ever tried typing www.god into their web browser? I've done it a few times. I'm not going to tell you what it does, but you have a look at home. Just try typing that into your browser and see what comes up. You'll be surprised at some of the things. Now, you can only go on the World Wide Web if you're connected, don't you? If you haven't got a modem, or you haven't got a computer, or you haven't got anything, then you can't go on the World Wide Web, can you? But if you have got those things, you could be talking to someone at the other side of the world in a second, can't you? It's a powerful tool. And with www.god, we also have to be connected and have God's power to be able to do anything useful for God. Now, we're going to look at the three W's in www.god to see what we need to do to stay connected and to what we call abide in the vine, to be connected to God. The first W that we're going to look at is God's will. Now, in Matthew 7, verse 21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who calls me Lord will go to heaven, only those who do my Father's will." It's quite a good scripture, isn't it? Not everyone who says that God is their Lord will go to heaven, because the ones that go to heaven are the ones that do the Father's will. In Luke 22, verse 41 to 42, we see Jesus in the garden praying. And he says, "Father, if it's your will, then let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And it's important that we do God's will, not our own will. And Jesus is the perfect example of that, isn't he? Doing God's will. So the first W in www.god is, do God's will. The second one is that it has to be God's way. In Psalm 27, verse 11, David says, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, and lead me in smooth paths." Now, wouldn't it be good if life were just smooth? You know, you didn't have any problems. Things went beautifully right. But there's a lot more chance of that when we're with God, isn't it? And if we say these things to God, "Teach me your way, O Lord," and then things do go a bit smoother. The one that I really like, and sort of we're going to be coming to this in the Bible study soon, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31 to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1, it talks about a more excellent way. You remember the scripture? It talks about some people prophesy, some people speak in tongues, some people do healings, but yet I'll show you something more excellent. What is the more excellent way of God? It's the way of love, isn't it? Love God, love others, and God is motivated by his love for us. And for us to do it God's way, We have to also be motivated by love towards each other and towards other people. In chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "Even if I speak all sorts of languages through the Spirit, but don't have love, I may as well be a banging cymbal." I'm not going to bang on these cymbals, but you can imagine if I did, they just bang on a cymbal and nothing else like that. It makes quite just a noise, really, isn't it? That's what he was talking about. That if we haven't got love for one another, then we might as well not even bother doing the other things. God's way is one of love, and it is a more excellent way. Before people who followed Jesus were called Christians, do you know what they were actually called? People of the Way. That was before the people were called Christians. The Way was the title of early Christian church, because it was all about the way of life and living God's way, the way of love. So the second thing in www.god is the way, God's way. The third one is that we have to do God's work. We're called to do something, aren't we? We have to do God's work. And again, Jesus is the perfect example of this. The one that I first thought of was that Jesus was taken for a festival and he disappears for a day. His mum and dad set off home, and they realise after a day's travelling that Jesus is missing. In Luke 2, Verse 49, here Jesus is 12 years old. This is what Jesus said to his parents when they eventually found him in the temple. These are astonishing words. I must be about my father's business. Didn't you know that I would be about my father's business? In other words, I have to do the work of my father, God. And this is Jesus at 12 years old. I would hope that we would miss our children before a day. But maybe we'd be glad to get rid of them for a day. I don't know. John 9, verse 4. Again, Jesus says, I must work the work of him who sent me while it is still day, while there's still time, in other words. And when we're connected to God, when we're abiding in the vine, we're compelled to work for him and for others while there's still time. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to be working for God. So to stay connected to God, www.God, we have to, first of all, do his will. We have to do things his way. And then we have to do his work. I want to finish with a reading. I'm going to read it all, and then I'm not going to say much about it. But I'm reading from the Message Bible, so it might sound a little bit different to Bibles that you've heard before. I'm going to read John 15, verse 1 to verse 8. And it talks about us abiding in God, being connected to God like a grape. The grape is eventually connected to the grapevine, isn't it? Right to the top. John 15, verse 1 to verse 8. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that does not bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more fruit. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation, intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce anything. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown into the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home with you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as disciples. To do God's will and move in God's way and to do God's work, we must stay connected to Jesus, our life and our power and our growth provider. Amen. Thank you.